learning in the Beis Medrash, one of the boys showed me the Pei Yeshua
on the Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom. He asks this innocent question: why does the Gemara raise the question if they matik this man begitin? If you hold like Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima karsi. So Eidei Chasima means that it's a Hagadah Seidus. A Hagadah Seidus, you need Rishma Hakira. That's basically the question that was raised by the Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Beis, and the Magyos gave this complicated answer. Minan Torah, you need it, and then they did away with it, and then they reinstituted it. Very complicated answer. So the Pnei Yeshua raises the question. So he says, Teretz is, according to Rab Meir, of course you need Rishu V'Chakira, Minan Torah. The whole question only is according to Rab Lazar. If you all like Rab Lazar, the day the Mithira Karsi, so there's no Haggadah Seder, so then you need Zman. Then you need Zman. That is what he suggests. And he holds that it makes sense to require Zman, even though there's no Eidei Chasima. Then he turns around and he says, no, maybe the Teretz is. And he gives Rab Chaim's answer. He gives it a little differently. Rab Chaim polished it up a little bit. Rab Chaim said that you only need Drish V'Hakira. Drish V'Hakira is not a din in Edis, it's a din in Bezin. Bezin is not allowed to be Makabali Edis unless with the Rashta V'Chakarta. But it's not a din that Edis always needs Drish V'Hakira. If you can have a Hechetimtze, we have Edis without having to go through the route of Kabbalah's Bezin, like a star. It's chal, Edis Bishtar is chal without Bezin. Baharai, Rab Chaim brings a funny right. It says in the Mishnah, Nichta Balayla is good. The get is written Balayla. How can a get be good Balayla if you need a Bezin? There's no Bezin Balayla. So it's a right that a star does need Bezin. Of course, a star does need Bezin. But you have to bring rice for that. So don't push like that. A star does need Bezin. Rab Chaim says, since you don't need Bezin, so you don't need Rishma Chakir. So Pnei Yeshua basically gives that answer, but he writes it in a different language. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if the Eidim don't give the Zman HaMakom, the Eidus is not accepted because it's Eidus Shiyata Yochala Hazima. And some of the Rishonim say that you can never make Hazama on Eidus Bishtar. There's no din of Kash Hazama on Eidus Bishtar. So if there's no din of Kash Hazama anyway, so there's no need to have Eidus Shiyata Yochala Hazima. So the Mele, even according to Rab Meir, you also need a Takana de Rabbah. That's basically Rab Chaim's answer. But when he first posed the Kasha, the Mokyesu's Kasha. When he first gives the answer, so he says, you need a Takana de Rabbah and Aliba de Rab Lozer. Even though you have no Haggadah Seidus at all, no Eidei Chasim at all, you still need Zman. So that's what we were bothered with, because of the Tosfos where was the Tosfos? The Tosfos was on Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos writes on the first line, "Kasa b'ksav yadav ein ol avedim." We thought that didn't. Tosfos writes a svara: if you have zman, but it doesn't have chasim seidim on the bottom, so that's kainbo zman, because zman means you have a birur of zman, not just that you wrote down the zman. You have to have a birur of zman. So if you have no eidei chasima, so what do you accomplish by having zman? So someone else showed me the Chazanish on our Gemara. The Chazanish always has good things to say. Chazanish has long essays, then he has the Oris Daf al Daf. So on our Gemara, the Chazanish writes a Svara Pshuta that it only makes sense to have Zman if you're going to have Eidei Chasim. If you have no Eidei Chasim, it doesn't make sense to have Zman. Yesterday someone mentioned the Ramban and Baba Basra. So this morning I looked in the Ramban briefly. I couldn't figure out what he was saying. I have to spend a little more time. So the Chazanish writes, he doesn't have the Ramban in front of him. I had the Ramban, I couldn't figure out what he was saying. Chazanish writes, he doesn't have the Ramban in front of him. He just has the Ramban is quoted by another sefer, by the Torah's Gittin. He thinks the Ramban, he doesn't think the Ramban contradicts this statement. He doesn't believe that anyone, he finds it hard to believe that it makes, he thinks it doesn't make sense to have a takana to have zman if you're not going to have Eidei Chasim. According to Rab Lozer, Taki, you don't need Zman. If you only have Eidei Mesir, you don't need Zman. But 95% of the time, you're going to have Eidei Chasima. When you have Eidei Chasima, then we require that you should have Zman. Then the Chazanish says, so let's say you write a get with Eidei Chasima, so the Takana requires you have to have Zman, so then I'll take, and I forgot to write Zman, so the get is puzzle, so I'll cut off the Eidei Chasima on the bottom. I'll make it into a get shein bo Zman. So then it'll be kosher without Zman. So he gives a whole explanation why he doesn't think that trick will work. He works on that. That's one short paragraph. Okay? It's very surprising that the whole takana of Zman, doesn't make any sense according to Rav Lozer. If you only have Eidim Mesir, you have no Eidim Chasima. So the Takan Dot Takana was Mat.
The Gemara says that when the Maran brings Raya that Hachasha Tchilas Zamani, and they're being Malchish Eidim Shtar. So how can you say you can have Hazama by Shtar? The Gemara there says that
you can have Hazama by Shtar, like you can have Hakasha by Shtar, but there won't be Kasha Zama. You won't give an oinish of Kasha Zama.
Which means Kashim Shain Zom, Aim Zam, Elif Nam, so to
become
Machshof
Nam.
Sounds like
Tzirah Zama,
you're doing to the
Aim of the Shtar. Yeah, but that's a question. Rishonim discussed this. Is there a din of Kasha Zama by Shtar? So some of the Rishonim say there's no din of Einish Kasha Zama. You don't see Vasisim like Kasha Zama if you mazim the Eidim and the Shtar. That's only by Eidim Baal Peh.
It's just possible Shtar.
You'll pass the shtar. You'll treat it like a hakoshen. Hazama will be treated like a hakoshen. The Gemara says a hakoshen is the trilas hazama, but these rishonim hold that there is no hazama. There is hazama, but they won't have the nafkaminas of hazama. You won't pass the leidim, and you won't make him pay kashen hazama.
Even for the Ramban, if he says that you require, if he does say that you require zman, even when there's no way they chasima, why can't that just be lapoz that we always require zman? Once you require when they have edi chasima. So then,
question is, the Chazon Ish writes, it does make any sense. What do you mean? Zman means you need a birur of zman.
They were misaking zman because of when you have the Eidei Chasima, but then it became part of
the text that it gets. That's what the representatives from over here, that's what they're saying. It became part of the Nusach that it gets. So the Chazon Ish thinks it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Zman means a birur of zman. If there's no Eidei Chasima, so there's no birur of zman. So you accomplish nothing.
Don't we run into the same problem where the Takana of the Fanai Nechta for Rav Lozer? The whole Takana of Fanai Nechta doesn't make sense if you're not going to have Chasimas there. What are you saying, Fanai Nechta? There's no Chasimas at all.
Uh-huh.
So the Gemara answers them is Zayyid Mitocho, and because we say that Sheikhos Mara will get, and they take an Olam.
Yeah.
And that's why you're going to, but Lamaisi, you don't need Eidei Chasima, and you're still going to have to say the Fanai Nechta when there are no Eidei Chasima.
No.
That wouldn't make sense to say the Fanai Nechta.
I mean, wonder, what's the din if a Shlich Lo Halacha brings a get and it doesn't have any Eidei Chasima? It just has Eidei, it's just going to give it Bifnei Eidei Mesir. How does he prove that he's a Shlich Lo Halacha? He has a Harshah. So what are you going to say? Does he have to say Bifanai Nechta?
So it won't make sense to say the Fanai Nechta. So the Takana, they've established for Rav Elazar, why did they make the Takana Fanai Nechta Fanai Nechta? So, because sometimes you will have Eidei Chasima because they gave this Eitzah Tova.
Yeah.
So too, they've made this Hakana.
Let's see,
what
was the Hakana before Fanei Nechta? What was Machlekes Rabbah and Rava? The Gemara had again, Machlekes Rabbah and Rava. We just had to repeat it here. So if you hold like Rava, that the sole purpose of the Takana was to make a Kiyum, so if you have no signatures at all, so that you don't need any before Nechta. So the whole Takana doesn't apply there.
So for a Volaz, this Takana was never made.
All the takon only applies when you have Eidei Chasim. When you don't have Eidei Chasim, it doesn't have to say before Nechta.
But
Rav
Elazar doesn't require Eidei Chasim.
Doesn't require it, but he recognizes if you put Eidei Chasim, it will accomplish something. If the Eidei Mesira will die, they go to Medina Sayam, so then you can rely on the Eidei Chasim. So if the Shliach brings a get with Eidei Chasim, then he has to say before Nechta. He's going to bring a get with Eidei Chasim, and there's nothing to be making Kim Ashtaris about. He doesn't have to say before Nechta. Unless you hold like Rabbah. Rabbah holds that that was one reason for both. Rabbah is later on, but there are two reasons for the Takan. So the other reason will be because of the Bima Vara that it was written in the Shema. So then even according to Rabbah, so if he'll come with a get without Eidei Chasim, he'll still have to say something. So what's he going to say? He's probably been able to say Bifanai Nechta. He doesn't have to say Bifanai Nechta. Normally, if you hold like Rabbah, that the sole purpose of the Takana Bifana Nechtam was for Kiyam Ashtar. The Kiyam Ashtar in Ksubis in the second parak needs two aid. And over here it's enough with one aid. So it's a problem. So why would they make a law here with one aid? Because Mishumiguna Kilabe Rabban. If I'm Mikra Din, you don't need any. You're not choshes that it's Mazir. The whole thing is Achashash Mede Rabban. So they made a Takana that by Shtari Mamin in the second parak in Ksubis, you need a Kiyam Ashtar De Shnei Aidim. And here, Mishumiguna Kilabe Rabbanan. He's medayik, so we rely on him. So in order, So they said, let him say a different nusach. Instead of saying, I recognize the chasimis, you say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. But if you hold like Robert. But if you have a shtar that has no eide chasimis, so there's no issue at all. Akim ashtar. So if you hold like Robert, that's the only concern, so you don't need b'fana nechta. Period. Your problems are solved. If you hold like Rabbo, that Rabbi is the Rabbi, there are two concerns. But there are no Eide Chasimah sign, and you hold like Rab Lazar. So then the only need for Bafana and Echto would be because of the issue of the Shema. So then what's the case? There won't be any problem. So he'll just say Bafana and Echto. You should just say Bafana and Echto there.
So this takana that they only made because of the Eitzah Tova in those situations where you follow their Eitzah Tova, so they made a takana b'fanai nechta.
Right, Mastama, most of the time those people will follow the Eitzah Tova. It's the Tova
so that's the same thing with Zman, because most of the time they'll follow it.
Okay. So in the case where you have Eide Chasimah, then you have to have Zman. In the case where you have Eide Chasimah, then he has to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. But if you have no Eide Chasimah, so then it doesn't make sense to require Zman. What do you mean require Zman? Zman means Birur Zman. You have no Eide Chasimah, so there is no Birur of the Zman. That's what the Chazon Ish assumes, that they would push it like that. That it doesn't make sense. Feng Shui asks, what do you mean Zman? Zman is the Chadin Deraisa, according to Rambam. He says, the answer is according to Rab Lazar, that you need Zman. He's assuming not so. He needs Zman even though there's no Eide Chasimah. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, doesn't make any sense. How can that be? He says, he doesn't have the Ramban in front of him. He says, you have to look in the Ramban to see. He wonders whether the Ramban will disagree with this point. He thinks that it doesn't make sense to disagree. Okay. Then Yeshua disagrees. Okay. Wow. Yeah. What's the din?
Rabbi, what's Shaya? How can you have Hazama by a shtar if we said that
Unless they write in the shtar today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and we're writing the shtar today, and everything. If they write explicitly, the shtar is that ain't a mulcher. But if you don't write that the shtar is not mulcher, the Gemara says Shem Michru v'Kasvu. That is correct. Let's go again. Kol zman the couple is married, so the baal is zecha peris nichsa meluk. That's a takana der rabbanim. That's not a din deraisa. Baal halacha is peris nichsa meluk. As soon as they get divorced, so the baal is no longer entitled to peris nichsa meluk. Elementary, fine. At what point exactly? How do you pinpoint? At what point is no longer entitled to the peris nichsa meluk? So there are three shitas on the daf. So the first shita is Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon, author of the Zohar, Shimon Baichoy. He says in the Mishnah that the reason for Zman and the Get is because of Peris. Rabbi Yechanan also agrees that according to Rabbi Shimon, loy kamina. I agree that according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason is like Lishlofi said, Mishum Peris. Rabbi Shimon holds, Kimin Shanasanel Lagav Shishun Abal Shuvain Abalachot Peris, Mishas Ksiva, even though the Chasim is going to be Balaila, if it's Nichta Bayom and Nechtam Balaila, so the Baal already loses the Peris, Mishas Ksiva Saget. Okay? We probably don't pass like Reb Shimon. Pashtus says, for sure we don't pass like Reb Shimon. So he's still left with two logical possibilities. From what time on, from what moment in time on, does the husband forfeit the Peris Nechse Meluk? So Rish Lakish claims that that's the reason for the Takanas Zman Bishtar, that you should know when the Baal loses Peris Peris Nechse Meluk, and when does he take lose the Peris Nechse Meluk? Mishas Chasima. Ishas chasimus I get. So if it's nichta bayom and echtam balaylo, so it's a mugdom. It has the earlier day. But if it's nichta bayom and echtam bayom, so it has the correct day. I bet I don't give the get until 2 days later. So Rish Lakish is not worried about that. I bet they're still married. No. Just like Rish Shimon holds, kimishanas and eliv garsha mishas ksivis I get, is the haskolas agerishin. So Rish Lakish says, according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, that the Mishas Chasimus Aget. Mishas Chasimus Aget. Take a look at the little Taisus on Yud Zayin Amud Beis Epoch. You're reversing it. So Rish Lakish holds Mishas Ksiva. What do you mean Mishas Ksiva? It's not true. Reb Shimon holds Mishas Ksiva. So Rish Lakish doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. When Rish Lakish says Mishas Ksiva, what he meant to say was Mishas Chasimus Aget. So it's also along the lines of Reb Shimon. They're not divorced yet. They're not divorced till he gives the get. You don't say that later on when he gives the get and says, Loy Muslim prayer, Eid Baksum of Zachaloy. No. The get is a chayv lo isha. So you can't say Eid Baksum of Zachaloy. The get is not going to be chalam afreh. Taisa says on Yud Zainam and Aleph, the shtah shikhar evikanaini is a schus. So you apply Eid Baksum of Zachaloy to shtah shikhar evikanaini. But the get is a chayv, so you can't say. Eid Baksum of Zachaloy. We said that's how Taisa writes in Baba Mitzia, the first pair. We said yesterday another reason. You can't say Eid Baksum, even if you know the woman is chalashing to get a get. And she's been picketing in front of the husband's house for the last 10 years, and if for sure it's a schus, he still can't say Eid Baksum of Zachaloy to say to get to. I need a nesina. What are you going to say? When the Eidim sign, where's the nesina? You can say that that's tfisas balashtar, okay, but there's no nesina. By get, there's a special din that doesn't apply to other shtars. You need dafka nesina. Taisus in Baba Metzia, the first parak doesn't write like that. They write, the reason why you can't apply Eid Baksum of Zachaloy to a get is because it's a chayva. You only say if it's a schus, like shikha rabbi knai. They could have given a better reason, that there's no nesin over there. Okay. So the second opinion is, first opinion is Reb Shimon bar Yochai in the Mishnah, the kibush nasan enam legarusha, that the Baal forfeits schus peiros from the time of ksivus aged, even though it's not signed yet. Second sheet is the chachamim de Reb Shimon. Rish Lakish claims Reb Shimon and the chacham both say the same shita, that the reason why he writes man is because of Paris, but they argue a detail machlokes from what point in time on does he forfeit, does he lose the Paris? Whereas Reb Shimon thinks the Baal loses Paris mishas ksivis aget, the Chachamim whose opinion we pass like say he loses mishas chasimis aget, and Reb Yechanan thinks the whole thing is not true. That's the top line on Yud Zayin Amid Beis and Nigmar. Reb Yechanan my time alamikar ish lokish. Why doesn't he say mishim Paris? He said it's not true. The Baal is echel Paris ad shas nesina. So the both zmanim are not true. Not the zman of the ksivis aget, like Reb Shimon, not the zman of the chasima. The Baal Zechel Paris until the shas nesina, which may be at a later time. So that's what motivated Reb Yechanan to say a whole different shat in the Mishnah, because Shem Yechapa Basachos. Fine. So there are three shitas really. When does the Baal lose the schus Paris nechsim alul? Yeah, what if you write? If you write any shtar mukdam, it's possible. If you write any shtar, shtoichov hamukdam and psulim, v'hamucharim kshem. Why is a shtarchov mukdam possible? That's a Mishnah in the end of Shviyas. When in the Mishnah, he's talking about pruzbal, that says a pruzbal hamukdam is good, but a pruzbal hamuchar is possible because he may be including more halvois. He's writing as if it's moisel shtarois to the bezin. He didn't even make the halvoi yet. How can he give over to bezin? If he wrote the Pruzbal a month early and he writes the date from a month afterwards, a Pruzbal HaMugdam is good. He's losing, the Malve is losing. He's only giving over to the Bez and the Chavis that were made up until the point of a month ago. And the Chavis from the last month is not giving over if he writes a Pruzbal HaMugdam. But a Shtar Chav Mugdam, the Mishnah says, is the opposite from Pruzbal. A Mugdam is puzzled by a Shtar Chav and a Meuchav is kosher. So why is a Mugdam puzzled? Because the Malva will go to collect from the Lekuchas Shaloi Kedin. He's going to collect from the Lekuchas who bought the field in the last month. The truth of the matter is that the Shibna Chasm only began today. So we had the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Taisus on Amid Beis, on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, quotes from the Bava Metzia Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara raises the question. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Sof Bava Basra. Kos Mishtava Loi Vafal Pishain Malva Imo. How can the Eidim sign a shtar? The Leiva authorizes them to sign a shtar that I owe $1,000 to the Malva. The Malva cannot authorize the Eidim to sign a shtar that the Leiva owes me $1,000. How do you know it's true? But the Leiva can authorize, and the Leiva can authorize the writing of the shtar even if the Malva is not around. Malva lives in another country. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how do we permit the Eidim to sign a shtar? It's going to have today's date, as if the Shimon Chasim begins today. They're surrendering the shtar to the Leiva, and he's going to give it over to the Malva, who knows when. He made it Velechish. The Gemara says, why don't we be concerned? Shemakas Olivos Ben Ismail Alov Atishra. The Eidim will sign today with today's day. Sounds like the Shimon Chasim is starting from today. But the shtar doesn't accomplish the Shimon Chasim until the Leiva gives it over to the Malva. So he may not give it over until 6 months from now. So how can we permit the Eidim to sign and come out to make a Michshol? It may turn out that because they're signing the shtar, they're cheating the lekucha shaloi kedin. So the Gemara gave two answers to the question. One answer was Abai's answer, Eid Baksum of Zachanloi. Most of the Rishonim do not. In Shulchan Aruch, we do not accept Abai's shita. Tosis then Bob Mitzi and the Rosh, they quote the Repaskins like Abai, Erechsim Zachala. That's what Tosis quoted in Amar Aleph. Erechsim Zachala, and they applied it to Shtar Shichar Rabbi Kanaini, and not to get, fine. And that's the answer that we don't accept. So what? So we have, but the Mishnah says, Kosim Shtar Alev Afi Shem Alvehima. So what do you accept? It's a Beferish in Mishnah. Mar said, the Mishnah only goes Bishtar Yaknaisa. It's only permissible to write for the Edom to sign the Shtar today, even though they don't know that the Loiva is going to give it over today. The Loiva may not give it over to another till another 6 months from now. They only permit them to sign if they personally made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, or somebody made a Kabbalah's Kinyan on behalf of the Malva to accomplish that the Shim Nechasim should be Chal right now. So true, if the Loiva never gives the Shtar, never hands over the Shtar to the Malva, there isn't going to be any Shim Nechasim. But if he will give it over, then the Shim Nechasim will be Chal retroactively from the time that they made the Kabbalah's Kinyan. That's the Gemara. Bishtori Aknais. If Konam Yodoi, then it accomplishes Shim Nechasim Lamafreya. So Moshe Feinstein has a Chiddush in his Sefer Dibris Moshe on Bav Metzia. He doesn't have it in the Tshuvas, but he has a Shtikel Torah in his Sefer on Bav Metzia. There's a Tosfos and Dav Zayin in Bav Metzia, an innocent little Tosfos. And Rav Moshe is interpreting Pshat in Tosfos. He says, the Tosfos says the following. A Chiddush. He says, the Tosfos says the following. Our practice is that we have the Edom sign the Ksuba before the Chasam even did Erisin. In the days of the Gemara, they never had that. Days of the Tanakh, till the days of the Gaonim, they used to have Erisin, and then they had Nisuin a year later, a half year later, whatever. So sometimes they would write the Ksuba when they're holding or making Nisuin. They would already be in the state of Erisin for a whole year, half a year. They would write the Ksuba right before the Nisuin. And sometimes Kosvula by Darusa, during Erisin, they would write a Ksuba. Our practice is that we fill out the Ksuba by the Chosin stitch. He didn't even say Harat Mekudesh Liyah. He's not even married. So the question is, how can the Edom write today's date? So if the wedding is going to take place, we're filling out the Ksuba at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the Chuba is going to take place not later than 2 in the afternoon. But it's still going to be before the Shkia. So it has the correct date, so there's no problem over the date. But the question is, what if the Ksuba is filled out by Yom, and it's not going to be handed over till Balayla? So isn't it a Shtar Chov Mugdom? So the Gemara in Bav Metzia said, it's not a problem. Bishtori Aknaisa. If you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, so that's what we do. You make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Chasen. So even though he doesn't give over the Ksuba until Laila, they're going to have the Chuppah at night, but since they made the Kabbalah's Kinyan by Yom, so Lechavra there's no problem. So Moshe Feinstein says that's not correct. But Medvar Mamurim, when would that make sense? Bishtori Aknaisa by Halvor. Kosim Shtal Aloiv Alpha Pishain Malve Ima. So it's possible to create the Shiba Nechosim Mila Mafreya. You create a Shiba Nechosim. You can sometimes create a Shiba Nechosim without a Shiba Raguf. Again, when a person borrows money, so the Loiv owes the money to the Malve. That's called Shiba Raguf. Then if he gives a shtar halvoi to the malveh, he writes in the shtar halvoi, kol nechasim shibadim l'chayv zeh, he creates a shibin nechasim. What's the significance, what's the relevance of making a shibin nechasim? So even if he sells the karka to the lakuches, and then later on he doesn't have any asset, the loiva doesn't have any assets to pay the malveh, so the malveh has the ability to go collect from the lakuches. So that's the significance of making a shibin nechasim. So the Edom can make a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder with the loive, zochen the adam shleib befanav, on behalf of the malve. The malve stands to gain everything and to lose nothing. He's going to have a shim nechasim. Is it possible to make a shim nechasim without a shibur aguf? Why not? Why not? You can make. Normally, you make a shibur aguf without a shim nechasim. When I borrow money, I'm mil al ped. There's a shibur aguf. I owe the money. I didn't create any shim nechasim. Then, if I'll make a shtar, if the loive will write a shtar on top of the Shibur HaGuf, there will also be a Shibur HaChosim. Is it possible to create a Shibur HaChosim without a Shibur HaGuf? The Moshe says, yeah, that's what you do whenever a corporation borrows money. He says, there's limited liabilities, so everybody knows that nobody is accepting any Shibur HaGuf, but the Shibur HaChosim there is. We're making the corporation is borrowing money, and we're Meshabed, so who's going to pay back? You'll pay back from the assets of the corporation. He says, that's not a problem. It's possible to create Shibur HaChosim without a Shibur HaGuf. It's questionable, it's a chiddush that Rav Moshe writes in the Shul. It's questionable because the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra uses a lashon that the Shiva Nechasim is like an Orev. When a loiva borrows money from the Malvin, then you have a cosign of the Orev. So the Orev says, in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, so I'll make good, I'll pay. So the Gemara has a lashon, Nechsei de Barinish, the Shiva Nechasim in an Arvin lay. The Shiva Nechasim serve as an Orev for the Shiva Aguf. So one could have argued the point that it's impossible to create a Shiva Nechasim without first having a Shiva Aguf. How can you have an Orev on behalf of a loiva if there is no loiva? The loiva doesn't have a Shibir Aguf at all. So Rav Moshe has a taisvus that it is possible. We assume that it is possible to have a Shibir. You can have Shibir Aguf without Shibir Nechasim, without Shibir Nechasim, without Shibir Aguf.
Isn't
it
the case
where
Eloch Piroin Elam Yisroel, so that only Piroin could come from the state
that the government's called? Apoitigim Mefurish is the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvus in the first parak in Bob Mitzia. The loiva borrows money, and he says, I owe you $100,000, and he specifies a certain karak, and he says, Lahelech peron elamizu. So the shaila is later on when it comes, the halva is for 3 years. Comes the end of the 3 years, so the loiva wants to pay the $100,000. The malva says, no. But he said, Lahelech peron elamizu. So Rashi says, the loiva cannot insist that he wants to pay, because there ain't no shibir aguf. Rashi holds there is no shibir aguf. If the Mavel will be nice about it, so the loiva will give him $100,000 and he won't take the karka. If the Mavel doesn't want to accept the payment from the loiva can't force him to pay. He has no shibir aguf. If the Mavel wants to be miserable about it, so he can insist. You said lahelach piran al mizu. And Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi. That's ridiculous. Tosfos says this is a shibir aguf. Lahelach piran al mizu means he's cutting out all the other shibir nechasim. It's only going to be shibir nechasim on this. But if he has money to pay, of course he can pay. Piron bal korcha shmei piron, if he have a shibir aguf. So Tais says, of course he has a shibir aguf. Let's say you owe me money, and you don't have any money. So someone else comes and they want to, and I want to foreclose, I want to take your home away. Someone else, a good Samaritan, comes, he wants to pay me the $100,000. So you don't say piron bal korcha shmei piron. You only say piron bal korcha shmei piron if the loiva has a shibir aguf, wants to pay bal korcha shalom alva. But you're not the loiva, you're an outsider, you're a third party. So the third party cannot make it piram bal korcha. So Rashi holds even the loiva cannot make it piram bal korcha by an apoitigim mefurish, because there is no shibir aguf. He doesn't have any shibir aguf. We don't follow that Rashi. We follow the Taisis. Taisis says there's always a shibir aguf. But even so, Taisis in the beginning of Kiddushin has such a case. And Moshe quotes in his tshuva that lending and borrowing beribis when corporations are the malva, corporations are the loiva. The Moshe says, whenever the corporation is alive, then it means there's only Shibir Nechasim, there's no Shibir Aguf, and such a thing does exist, right? And he proves from the Taisis it does exist. So he has ramifications in Hilchas Ribis. So it's possible, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, it's possible to make Shtoriak Naisa, the Eidim will make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Loive on the $100,000 that the Loive never borrowed yet from the Malve. What can they accomplish? They'll accomplish the Shibir Nechasim. They can make a Shibir Aguf. What, they're making a Shibir Nechasim now. He didn't lend them the money yet, so there's no Shibir Aguf. But they can make Shibir Nechasim Me'achshav on the Tanai that he'll give over the Shtar later. If the Loiva never gives over the Shtar to the Malva, so there's no Halva. If he does give over the Shtar, if the Malva lends him the money, and he gives over the shtar, so not only do we say there's a shim nechasim mikana labo, there's going to be a shim nechasim mila mafreya from the time that they made the Kabbalah's kinyan. The shikonim miyoda. So Rav Moshe Feinstein claims that Taisus and Bob Mitzia in the first parak says, it doesn't really say that's his interpretation of Taisus. You can easily interpret Taisus differently. Most did interpret Taisus differently. Rav Moshe himself says, most of the Talmid HaChachamim didn't think that's what Taisus said, but he thinks that Taisus says that that's only shayach by a halvoa, that you can create a shibir nechasim in advance of the halvoa. You can create a shibir nechasim by shtari aknaisa, me'achshav. But by a ksuba is only collectible likishet tesalman or tesgarish, only if the husband divorces the wife or if the husband dies. So if they're not even married yet, so it's impossible to collect. So it's impossible to have kishet tesalman or tesgarish. So Moshe says, how can you have a Shibir Nechasim if the Chob simply doesn't, it's impossible to collect it. Nothing in the world can happen. Even if he'll give her a get, they're not married yet. Well, he can't give her a get before they got married. And even if he dies, she didn't become an almana. They were never married yet. So Rav Moshe claims it's impossible, it doesn't help to make kana miyadai the way our practice is, that we fill out the ksuba by the chosin stish before they even have erisim. In the days of the Gemara, they never did that. In the days of the Gemara, they used to make the ksuba either right before the nisuin, or sometime in the course of the erisim. The Gemara talks about b'she kosev la ksuba. He gave her a ksuba during erisim. It's possible to have to salman of his garish. The husband can die, the husband can give her a get during erisim. The Mishnah says in ksubas, in Perek Afalpi, that Afalpi, even if the husband doesn't give his wife a ksuba, if he divorces her, if he dies, she's still entitled to collect the ksuba, because that's a tanai bezin. That's a takanas chacham. Just like there's a milva ksuba batayra. Just like the Torah says, you have to give pidyon haben money, you have to give oinis ha-mefatam, it's a shemra, you have to pay a certain amount of money. It has nothing to do with your, it's not a hischaivis midah. So to ksuba is not a hischaivis midah, it's the chachamim imposed it. Upon every chosin who gets married, it's imposed by the rabbanim. Tosefes ksuba is up to you, whether you accept Tosefes ksuba. But the ikar ksuba, that's a takanas chachamim. So the... So the Gemara in the first, towards the end of the first parak on Bat Mitzvah has an Ibaya de Leib Shita, where the Arusa Yesh Laksuba Arein Laksuba. This Tanai Bezin, that the Tanai made a Takana, that even though the husband never obligated himself to give a Ksuba, but if he dies or he divorces his wife, she's entitled to collect the Ksuba, was that Takana only made after Nisuin? What about if there's only Erisin? Would you say even an Arusa Yesh Laksuba Mitam Takanas Chachamim? Well, not necessarily so. So the Gemara has a slew of kashas there. It says beferish, that sometimes there are beferish sources that an arusa can collect ksuba. The Gemara says hachmaskin and b'shikos of laksuba. Maybe that case is talking when the husband gave a ksuba. So the Gemara remains in the Bible of Shita. How do you pass on halacha lemaisa? So you look in Ebenezer, they quoted some machlekes taisis in the Rambam. Do we pass on arusa yesh laksuba or ain laksuba? But even if you hold arusa ain laksuba, but it's feasible to have b'shikos of laksuba. The Gemara says, if the husband gives his wife a ksuba during erisin, so then there's going to be a regular, there's going to be a shibud of ksuba. It's possible to have kisalman or tisgarish. But what if the husband is going to write a ksuba with the Kabbalah's kinyan suda before he even got married to her? Not by the arusa. Our practice is we make the Kabbalah's kinyan, we write the ksuba before they even had erisin. So Rav Moshe claims that that doesn't work. He says you can't create a shibud nechasim on a chayiv that doesn't lend itself to be collected. It's impossible to have to salman out his garish. So he claims that this is pshat in the Tosfos. I think this will be relevant in the Gemara. We didn't get to the Gemara yet on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. According to Rav Moshe, it's very difficult. Whenever you have a wedding, let's say the wedding is going to be, we're filling out the ksuba at 12 o'clock, the wedding is going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're filling out the ksuba at 6 o'clock at night, and the chuppah is going to be 7:30. So when you make the Kabbalah's kinyan suda by the chosin stish before they march down the aisle, according to Rav Moshe, the kinyan suda didn't accomplish anything. So even if it's not the wrong day, so how do you make a kinyan suda? So the answer is no, it's a kinyan suda lachalame. It's a kinyan suda that's kind of for later. But most of the Rishonim hold the Kinyan Suda can't be kind of lachazman. Either Suda, you can have shtar lachazman. I give a girl a shtar, say, Harei Mekudeshesli lachalam yom. A man gives his wife a get, Harei Mekudeshesli lachalam yom. I give you a shtar, I'm giving you the Suda Matana lachalam yom. So the Gemara talks about shtar lachalam yom. The Gemara talks about kesef lachalam yom. Make a Kinyan kesef lachalam yom. Even the Sachla Amos, even though the money is gone. So you don't say kol se kinyana. But what if you make a Kinyan hagbo? A kinyan meshicha lachalam yom. So the Gemara says it's no good. Kol se kinyana. So the Ran in the Dorim writes a davar pashut and daf chav zayin. I think daf chav zayin. The Ran writes a whole hasog against the Rambam that kol se kinyana he applies to kinyan suder also. If you make a kinyan suder, I give you a handkerchief and then you give it back to me. As if this handkerchief should be kind of the house in another year. The house should belong to you as of next January. So the Ran says against the Rambam that you can't make a kinyan suda lachalama. It's the kolsa kinyana. The only two kinyanim that you can make lachazman that don't pose a problem a shtar if he's still holding on to the shtar. And kesef.
But if you say me'achshav, it will help.
If you say me'achshav, yeah. But if you don't say me'achshav. So So Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that the Suder cannot accompany. When you make the Suder before.
They simply say the word.
Oh, but Rav Moshe holds when you make a Kenyan Suda for the Ksuba, it doesn't affect absolutely anything if it's before Erison. He holds that the Kenyan Suda only takes effect at least during Erison, because you can't have Tisalman or Tisgarish.
Just say instead of Miachshav, say it should be Kona after the Kenyan
Suda. So that's Lachazman. So the, most of the Rishonim hold that the Kenyan Suda is no good Lachazman. It's called the Kenyan.
He was
Masada
Kedusha with my daughter, and he made
everything before him.
He
everybody did.
There was the
Rav Moshe
was
Masada Kedusha,
and he wasn't
marked,
it seems.
The Rambam sheet is that Suda, the Rambam Perek Aleph Hanes Mechira says that Suda can make Lachalamin. There's no problem of Kolsa Kinyon. But we don't pasken like that Rambam. The Farsi we pasken like the Ram Rover is showing him. So if Rav Moshe is right in his interpretation of the Tosfos, that you can't make a kinyan to create a shibin nechasim, konam yod only works by a halvor. You can make a shibin nechasim now, but you can't have a shibin nechasim on the chiyuv ksuba before they're even married, because it doesn't lend itself to be collected. There's no tisalman, no tisgarish. So then the whole practice that we have is always wrong. You have to make the kabbalas kinyan suda under the chuppah. Then you can never make the kabbalas kinyan suda before. Once the goyim changed the practice in the days of the Tanakh, till the days of the Goyim and the days of the Gemara, the Amoraim, Tanaim, and Amoraim used to have Kiddushin now, and then they had the Nisuin half a year later, a year later. But the Goyim changed that practice, and they have back to back, they have the Nisuin immediately following the Erison, one after the other. So you don't have any time to fill out the Ksuba in between. So in Europe, there are more rites that used to fill out the Ksuba under the Chuppah. In Yerushalayim, that's the meaning. They make the Kabbalah's Kinyan Tzuru under the Chuppah. And they sign it, and they give over the ksuba then.
After the
Erison. Right before they read the ksuba, so they make the kinyan, that's how the Ramah writes, that's a meaning in Yerushalayim like that. They make the kinyan under the chuppah, they have the Edom sign under the chuppah, okay, that's nicha. But the common practice is that everybody does the kinyan suda with the signing of the ksuba before the Erison. So according to Rav Moshe, it should only be good if you hold like the Rambam, that there's no problem of kol sekinyana by chalipin. But most of the Rishonim don't accept that Rambam.
Why do you need to do the Kinyan Tzuda at all? So that you're mechayev yourself in the Tzuda? You can't be mechayev yourself in the Tzuda by just giving her the
Tzuda? Why do you need the Kinyan Tzuda? Well, if you don't want to have the Kinyan Tzuda, you got to cross out the line with Kalinimine, because it's a lie. It's a lie. Why do we have the Kinyan Tzuda? Simply because the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Gimel quotes the Mishnah at the end of Baba Basra. The case of Mishtar Loloi Nachal Pishen Malva Imo, the Yadim can sign a Shtar. The Yadim are authorized by the Dasa Meshaib to write a Shtar. So they're allowed to write it. And they surrender the Shtar, they give the Shtar to the Dasa Meshaib, and they rely on him, he's going to give it on the right day. So the Gemara asks, how can they rely on him? The Leichish, why aren't we concerned? Maybe he'll write it today. We're going to sign it today, we're going to give it to him. Then he's going to give it at some later date. If the Yadim would hold on to the Shtar, and they're going to see to it that it's given over today, the same day, and if it's not given over the same day, they're going to rip it up because it's going to be a mukdam, then there would be a problem. But they sign the shtar, they surrender it, they give it to the loiva, then they're relying on the goodwill of the loiva that is going to give it over on the same day. So the Gemara says, how can they rely on it? Leichesh, why aren't we concerned that they're making a mikshol? They're signing a document and they're giving him the ability to cheat the lekuchas. The Gemara says, the only reason, the way to solve the problem, the reason why it's not a concern, they're not being machshel anybody, is because we kishikana miyod the b'shtar yaknaisa. So even if he doesn't give over the shtar today, even if he gives it over another 6 months, still it'll be kind of melamafreya. If he never gives over the shtar, so it's not kind of. It's self understood that his chayvus is only, this chayvus that's created with the sudar is only on the condition that he gives it over. But if he does give it over, then we assume that his chayvus is chalteka for miyod. So that's why we make economy order to enable the Yadim to sign the document and to give it over to the chosid. If they would hold on to it, there wouldn't be a problem. They wouldn't need a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda. But they're not holding on to it. They sign and they give it to him. So how can they rely on him? Maybe he's not going to give it today. So isn't that a mikshel? How do we allow them to sign it? The only reason why we allow them to sign it is because Shtari Aknaisa. So it won't lead out to any hefsa. But Moshe claims that strictly, Ramosha claims that the Kinyan Suda that's done before the Erison doesn't affect any It doesn't affect anything. He says you can't create a shin nechasim. It's impossible to collect it. It's impossible to have the salmon or this garish. So according to Rav Moshe, the whole practice that we have, if you put together the shitas rov rishonim, that this posuk kinyan applies to kinyan suda, and Rav Moshe's interpretation in the Tosfos in the first parak in Bava Metzia, that you can't have such a you can't create a shin nechasim and it's impossible to collect it, then the whole practice that we have is improper.
If they sign under the chuppah, then they wouldn't need to do kinyan
if they sign
if
under the chuppah,
yeah. And then they give it to him and he gives it to her.
Yeah,
so
then there's
no
problem.
There would be no need for...
There's no need for Kabbalah skinyan. Yeah. There's no need for Kabbalah skinyan.
Even if they sign it before the irisim.
No.
But if they sign it before the irisim and they're standing right there, and then they don't give it to him until...
I mean, they're holding on to it.
Yeah.
Okay, if they hold on to it, then they don't need a Kabbalah skinyan suda. So if it's going to be the wrong day, it's going to be on a different day, then they're going to rip it up. If they see that he's prepared to give it on the same day, then they'll surrender the shtar, then they'll give it to the kala. They're not going to trust him to give it to the kala. Okay,
so
then you don't need a kinyan suda.
That's not such a big deal. That they hold on to
the suda. Okay, then you don't need Kabbalah skinyan suda. The only reason why you need kinyan suda is the Gemara and Bava Metzia Daf Yud Gimel. The maker, Shtari Aknai, said to solve that problem. How do they have the right to sign a document and to trust the other person who's going to give it over the same day? The Leichish, he may not give it on the same day. And by their signing and surrendering the Shtar to the Leiva, to the Chosen, they may cause a hefset to the Lekucha, Shalai Kedin.
Or if they give it to someone else and not the Chosen? Same problem.
They're supposed to hold on. They shouldn't cause any Michshol. They shouldn't cause any Michshol.
They do the Kinyan also because... If the chuppah is going to be at night, and you've had the suva the day before, then we'll do the kinyan, that's what the shiva is out from the day.
That's exactly. That's this Gemara Bava Metzia. Why aren't you choshesh or leichesh? They're going to write today's date, and they may not give it over till 6 months from now, until tonight. So the Gemara says, Bishkan on the other, that solves the problem. So Moshe Feinstein claims that it doesn't solve, according to our practice, that we fill out the ksilbe before Eris and it doesn't solve the problem. So he says you cannot write the date from the daytime, you have to write the date from the nighttime. So that's the pelu. Contra Moshe, you shouldn't be able to make the Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda before the Eris and Enid. There should be a Kosa Kinyana problem. So that's a problem.
See, why do they believe in Kinyan Minei blank? Why do they write that in? What are they trying to accomplish by writing in
the way? The Kinyan Minei that we discussed when we learned the Gemara earlier, the Gemara says on the last line on Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "Oy mehoy Rab Meir, afilu mitzvah bashpa v'chasam nesana lo kosher." That there's no problem of you don't need lishma at all. You don't need lishma at all. So the Gemara later on Chavav Amid Beis quotes this member of Rab Nachman, "You don't need lishma at all." And they say, you see another point. Not only do you not need lishma, you see that there's no problem of mechzik yishikra. The Gemara quotes there 10 lines from the bottom of Chavov and Beis. Omra papi mishmei derovim. Hay asharta didayin in the mechtava mekamed v'sad esadi. Achasim is yedai hu psula. The Gemara says, if the Bezin is supposed to write a key in Mashtar, and they wrote it before the Edom testified that they recognize the signatures, the Bezin wanted to save time. So they spoke to the Edom on the telephone. The Edom said, "We're going to come and we're going to identify the signatures." And so the Bezin said, "I'm going to make a Kiyum HaShtar." So rather than to wait till the Edom come and actually testify that he recognized the signatures, the Bezin fills out the form of the Kiyum in advance. And then the minute if they don't sign it yet, then the minute the Edom come and they testify we recognize the signatures, then the Bezin signs it. So our Papi says that that poses a problem. Why? Mechzik Yishikra. That's not right. There's a concern in Mechzik Yishikra. So the Gemara says, Mechzik Yishikra. Here, Rav Nachman says, according to Rav Meir, if you find a get that was written by a different person, and the husband threw it in the garbage, and I pick it up and I say, hey, that's my name, that's my wife's name, let me use it to divorce my wife. So even though clearly it was written for someone else, and I use it for my wife, you see you're not concerned. You see that there's no concern in Mechzik Yishikra. So the Gemara seems to say, V'leisele de Rav Papi. We don't pass like Rav Papi. Rav Papi is concerned about Mexican Shikra. You see that he's wrong. V'leisele de Rav Papi. So the bottom taste was there, on Chavav and Beis, has another gears in the Gemara. V'is de logarsi hoch leisele de Rav Papi, the middle of the taste was. Some have the gears in that we don't pass like Rav Papi. V'leisele means V'leisele kushya. There's no contradiction between Rav Nachman's statement that I'm a Rav Meir, if I find the get in the garbage and I give it to my wife, it's good. You're not worried about Mechzik and Shikra. Rav Papi says you are worried about Mechzik and Shikra. So other Rishonim had not. V'leisa l'de Rav Papi. It shows that Rav Papi is wrong. V'leisa l'kusha, the kasha is not shver. Why? Because asharta the daina is a ma'isa bezin. Bezin writes asharta the daina. A get is a private affair. The husband writes a get. So on a private shtar, a shtar of a yochid, you're not concerned about Mechzik and Shikra. But a shtar of a ma'isa bezin, like a kim ashtar, then you're worried about Mechzik and Shikra. So according to that opinion, the Shach writes in Chosh Mishpah, but we don't follow that opinion. Shach writes, I'm sitting here in Vilna, we have a bezin, we do kim ashtaras every day, and we always fill out the kim ashtar before the Eidim come and testify. So we're not choshish for that girsah. We hold like the girsah of Eleisa Lidra Papa. We're not concerned about Mechzik and Shikra. But others are concerned about Mechzik and Shikra. So then they add on, not only is there a problem with Mechzik and Shikra and a kiyam ashtar, that's a shtar ma'aseh bezin, haint bizman hazeh that we have a takana that the mishene debet hit git mekedushin lo yehei leisik imoem. So even the get should be done under the auspices of a bezin. Bizman ha-gemari says matzah b'ashpah ben son aloi is good. That's before they made the takana derabanan. But after the takana derabanan, a get is also should also be treated like a shtar ma'aseh bezin. And then Samachrei Maran that a ksuba should also be treated as a shtar ma'aseh bezin because the ksuba is supposed to be written under the supervision of a bezin. So if you hold that a ksuba, and that's what the Nachla Shiva adds on, that traditionally in a shtar ma'aseh bezin, a get and a ksuba, or a psak din, or a prusbol, you have this man on the first line. And a private shtar, like a tenoim, like Shtar Mechiras Chametz, doesn't have to be done under the auspices of a bezin, then the minig is that you write this man on the last line. So since the ksuba, the meaning is he write this man on the first line, just like a get, so we treat it as if it were a shtar ma'aseh bezin. So if you're concerned about mechzik and shikra by a ashar to the dino, so this man hazeh that we treat the ksuba like a shtar ma'aseh bezin, mishenei debet hevigit mekedushin lo yehei leisik imoyim, the ksuba should be written under the auspices of a bezin, so then you should be worried about mechzik and shikra on the ksuba too. So that's why you shouldn't fill in kaninim in etel after you actually made the kabbalah skinyan. Yeah. That's what it's based on. But now they have this also, they leave out the kaninim by tanoim also. By tanoim for sure. By tanoim you have this man on the last line. By tanoim there's no reason in the world that you should treat it like a shtar ma'aseh bezin. You even have this man on the last line. That's a dead giveaway. It's a private shtar. It's not a ma'aseh bezin. They never made a takana that the tanoim also has to be done under the auspices of the bezin. The ksuba is a halbet sort. The ksuba has to be done under the auspices of the bezin. The get, okay. But not the tanoim. So by the tanoim, for sure, it's a mistake that they leave out the kanina and you fill it in after you make the kabbalah's king ksuba. And the truth of the matter is, even by the ksuba also, we don't really paskin like that. That's what the shach writes. We're not choishish with this is the lagor sochel the rapapi. We don't follow that sheet the leisi lekusha. We don't worry about mechzik and shikra even by shtar ma'aseh bezin. But those who leave out the word v'kanina by the ksuba, that's the cheshbon that the nachla shiva gives that whole explanation. It's based on that girsa. And based on the extension that the Mishene Debet Hivkit Mekidushin Lo Yehei Leisik Imoyim covers not only the get and the kiddushin, it covers the ksuba too. Because if you marry a girl, you don't give a ksuba, so you're not allowed to live with her. Marry a girl, you don't have tanoim, you're allowed to live with her. So the tanoim doesn't have to be done under the auspices of a bezin. But the ksuba, the Nachla Shiva says, should be done under the supervision of a bezin. So that's why there's a concern. That's why there's what to discuss. That's why the meaning is that you write this man on the first line. So shmekt van ashtar ma'aseh bezin. So here, let's see. Here the Gemara is talking about a mukdam. A shtori chav ha-mukdamim ha-psulim. Why? Because there's going to be a pseida de lekuchim. So what about a ksuba? What if a boy gives a girl a ksuba and he writes an early as man? He's giving the ksuba today and he writes his man from a month ago. So he's giving her the ability to cheat the lekucha. So whoever bought based on the ksuba that has his man from a month ago, it says that the shim nechasim begins as of a month ago. And if he sold any karkos in the course of the last month, then the girl can collect the ksuba from those lekuchas. So it's going to be upset at the lekucha shalai kedin. So such a ksuba would be no good. So the Gemara says, and even if it's let's say the ksuba is written in the daytime and it's not given till the nighttime, it's also a problem. It has the daytime is man. And she's not entitled to collect the ksuba till he gives it over to her till the night time. If they didn't make kabbalah skin, if lo kana miyada by yom, So most would say, not like Rav Moshe, most would say that the Shimna Chasim began me by Yom. They didn't make the Kabbalah's Kinyan by Yom. It's not Kana Miyodai. So then it'll be a Mugdam, it'll be no good.
You need to wait 6 months to give it if you want to, once you do the Kana Miyodai?
Yeah, you can wait as long as you want.
There's already Chal once.
Yeah.
You get the king, even if she's not holding on.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. On the condition that he gives a third, then it's Chal HaMafreya. That's Shtori HaKnaisa. You can wait as long as you want. So here the Gemara says, even if it's on Yud Ches Amen Aleph, even if it's not Shtori HaKnaisa, they didn't make a Kabbalah's Kinyan on the Ksuba. And the Ksuba was written by Yom. How does the Gemara tell the story? Who got married here? Oma Shmuel. Ksuba Kemaisa Bezen Dami. About 15 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amen Aleph. Oma Shmuel Ksuba Kemaisa Bezen Dami. Ma Maisa Bezen Echtom Mayom Echtom Im Balaylo. What's a Maisa Bezen? What does it mean a Maisa Bezen? Let's say there's a Din Torah. And Bezen Paskin is that I owe you $1,000. So Taisus writes, Dibra Maschal Ma Maisa Bezen. The Mishas Psak Din Ika Kolo Kamo Bishtar Kedi Aminim Bechol Duchto Keshomet Bedin. The govim in Mishabdi. The din is you only collect from the chosam mishabadim. You only collect from the lukuchas if it's a milva bishtar. Milva al peh, you don't collect from the lukuchas. The Gemara says leis lekola. But sometimes you have a chiyuv mammon where there's no shtar and you can still collect from the lukuchas. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Kishamad bedin. Half the time the Gemara will say kishamad bedin. Half the time the Gemara says pishikana miyodai. So if kana miyodai that accomplishes shivin chosam just like a shtar. And Amad Bedin also. It says in so many different places, Kishamad Bedin, the Govim in Mishabdi, then you're able, it accomplishes the same as writing a shtar that you can collect from the Chosam Mishabodim. So, what do you mean, Amad Bedin? When Bezen issues the Psak. So, Bezen, let's say there's a Dintar, Bezen Paskins that I owe you $100,000. So then they sit, it's already 5 minutes before the Shkia. So they start writing out a shtar, and they don't get to sign the shtar until an hour. They had a dab minch, they had a dab mar. They don't get to sign the shtar ma'aseh bezen until later. So that's not a problem, even though it's nichta bayom and echtam balayla. But the psak bezen already was bayom. So once you have omad bedin, once you have the psak of the psak bezen has the power to make hefker bezen hefker. So with the power vested in them, they can make hefker bezen. They can make shibin achasim. Usually you need a shtar to make shibin achasim. Here, the psak of the bezin makes the shibin achasim with the power of hefker bezin hefker. We assume it's going to be isle kola. Milva bal peh, you don't collect on the lukuchas because it's said in the lukuchas. Isle kola. We assume that the psak of bezin has the power to make a kinyan on the shibin achasim, and it's not a problem of isle kola. So when is the psak of the bezin? From the time they sign the shtar? No, the shtar is a shtaraya. The shtar doesn't accomplish the kinyan. Kishamad bedin. Amad Bedin is already genuk without a shtar. So even though they began to write the shtar Maaseh Bezen Bayom, they didn't finish until the middle of the light time, that's not a problem. The Shibin Nechosim is accomplished from the Amad Bedin. So that's what Shmuel makes a statement that Agmar said, just like we all know that halacha, that in Maaseh Bezen there's no problem, Nechto Bayom and Echtem Balayla is not a problem, because the Maaseh Bezen, the Shibin Nechosim is accomplished before the Mesiras HaShtar. Before the Chasim HaSashtar, it's accomplished with the Psak, Omad Bedin. The Psak is based on Hefke Bezen, the Psak was by Yom. So, Ma, Maise Bezen, Echtam HaYom, Echtam HaYom, Balayla, there's no problem of Mugdom. The minute they finish the Psak Bezen, there already is the Shibin HaChasim. Av Ksuba, Nechtevez Bayom, Nechtemez Balayla. Ksuba, there's no problem. How can be there's no problem? But it's the wrong Zman. So the Gemara tells, Ksub the Rav Chiya bar Rav, and Rav's son got married. Ichta bayom and echtam balayla. Have a Rav Hassan. Rav was present, I should hope so, when his son got married. He was nice enough to attend the son's wedding. Rav never spoke sicha b'teila b'yomov, so he didn't waste any time. So nonetheless, he danced to the son's wedding. Okay. So right that you're allowed, even a masman is allowed to attend the wedding of his son. So Rav attended the wedding of his son. Have a Rav Hassan, didn't say anything. So the shaila is, does this indicate that Rav lema ki Shmuel svirale? Does it prove that Rav agrees with Shmuel? Shmuel just said now that Ksuba has a status of a Maisa Bezen. So the Gemara says not necessarily. Gemara says Asukim Basuinian Havi Ditanya. Amar Blazer Rav Tzadok Lashon Shena Asukim Basuinian. Asukim Basuinian Kosher. If you have a Ksuba that's Nichta Bayom, Benechtam Balaylo, it's no good because it has the wrong man. That's only if it's not asukim ba'osu inyan. But if it is asukim ba'osu inyan, then there's no problem. Why is there no problem? Because the shim nechasim is chal from the haschola, from the beginning on. Why is the shim nechasim chal from the beginning? So the pashtus and the gemara, it's talking they're married already. The pashtus and the gemara, this is already after everything. It's before nisuin. So even if you should assume that arusa ain't lo ksuba, if you hold arusa yesh lo ksuba, so she yesh lo ksuba. So you don't need that they should write the ksuba. She already has ksuba from the day that they made the erison. So the pashtus is we're assuming arusa ain't lo ksuba, only if kosov law. And kosov law, when does the ksuba get off the ground? From the time of the mesiras haksuba. So the gemara says no. If it's asukim biyoso inya, they're talking about the ksuba for the last 2 hours. From the beginning of the time that they started to write the ksuba, it already makes the shim lechasim. Just like a shtar maise bezdin, just like a maise bezdin. From the time that bezdin gives the psak, b'shamat bedin. Once they made up their mind what the psak is, it's already shim lechasim. So here also, even if you assume arusa ain't lo ksuba, but once the chasin agrees to give her ksuba, so it's not just out of the goodness of his heart he created a ksuba. No, it's a ksuba. In the case where the chasin agrees, then it's a tnai, then it's a maise bezin. Then it's a takonas hatanaim that he has to pay the ksuba. If the chasin never agrees, that's the gemara has a suffix to say arusa ain't lo ksuba. We seem to be assuming arusa ain't lo ksuba. But if kosov lo ksuba, then we say it's a tnai bezin. Then it's a takonas chacham that he has to give. So then it's not a problem of kosov bayom the chasin balayla, and he gives the ksuba balayla. It's just like a maise bezin in such a case. If it's all one long hemshech, if asukim be also inyan, then I say that it's good. Yeah, what did Tosfos say? Why do you need asukim also inyan? That it should be islei kolo. If it's not going to be asukim also inyan, it's going to be a problem of leislei kolo. Ashtar a maise bezin, when bezin gives a psak, bishamad bedin, so Tosfos says that little Tosfos we assume it's going to be islei kolo. But a ksuba is not necessarily going to be islei kolo. But if you're holding a ksuba by a chasana, of course islei ksuba. Of course islei kolo. You have all the guests are there, everybody's there. So it's going to be a whole hullabaloo then. So since it's Islei Kolo, so Asukim Osirinya makes it that the Shimon Lechosim begins from the very beginning. Yeah, but the Pashto says this is only true if he gives it a Ksuba during Erison. They already had Erison for the last year. So he's Kosvila Ksuba Boda Arusa on the assumption that Arusa ain't Lo Ksuba, but it's Kosvila, then it's Yesh Lo Ksuba. Kosovlo pshita, yeshlo ksuba, the answer is no. Kosovlo, yeshlo ksuba mitam takonos chachamim. Then it's considered a maise bezin, a tanai bezin there. And it's not that, it's not a hischaibis midah, it's not out of the goodness of his heart. He was like stam, a man is mishabin himself money. No, it's considered a tanai bezin there. So then we say, if it's asukim osuinyan from the beginning of the whole esek, that's when it's the shibud, the takonos chachamim sets in. With the sheep and the chas and with the isle call, everything begins from the beginning.
According to the Nakla Shiva, that says every Shiva we write is considered to be Maisa Bezda, not only the case of the Gemara that we just read. Right? So why do you need Kinyanam in it? Once it's a Maisa Bezda, it should work without the Kinyan Kalim.
The writing of every ksuba is a shtar maisa bezin should be done under the supervision, under the auspices of a bezin. So you're saying, so what do you need?
The chalitim. What do we need the chalitim all together for?
I mean, the bezin, the same bezin that's supervising it. We don't really have a bezin of three. We usually have a mesada kiddushin, one person. Mesada kiddushin, mesada aged, one person. So we say that that's the fulfillment of the takon mishena devitiv gitnu kiddushin lo yehi lesik maim. You should have a dayan who's mamunet. That was the Rashi on Hamad base. You have to have a dayan who's mamunet. Rashi didn't say a bezin of three. You should have a dayan who's mamunet on the get and a dayan who's mamunet on the kiddushin. He has to supervise the ksuba. I don't know if he necessarily has the power of hefker bezin hefker. Over here is a different story. Over here, the Gemara had a sophic with arusa yesh lo ksuba. So this Gemara seems to be some arusa. Ain lo ksuba, but nonetheless, if kosov lo, then yesh lo ksuba mitam takonos chachamim. That's not out of the goodness of it, it's chayvis midas. If kasevula, then you have a takanas chacham.
But you said according to Nachla Shiva, there's a problem of mentioning kishikra, and it's only meaningful if you're dealing with the real bezin. Mimanshek, either he is the rabbi is a bezin or he's not.
The whole thing is a chumrah. The whole thing is a chumrah.
No,
but you want to make a real din. You want to say, since he has a din of a bezdin, so he should have the power of hefke bezdin hefke, so you don't even need the kabbalah ski. That much of a bezdin he doesn't have. We just have a chumrah. You should have a rabbi, Misari Kiddushin, who knows the ins and the outs. And he should supervise the writing of the ksuv. So because it should be supervised by the rabbinate, so it's not right that the rabbi should do something that's shady. They shouldn't do a Mechzik HaShikr. A private people can do Mechzik HaShikr. But the rabbi shouldn't do. A Shtar Ma'ase Bezdin should do Mechzik HaShikr. But to jump from that and to say, therefore, you don't even need Kabbalah Skinyan, that the Bezdin should know. Doesn't that? No one made him into a Bezdin. We just made him into a Masada Kedushin. That's all. We have a Chumr in Shulchan Aruch, some quote, a Chumr that you shouldn't do a Siddur Kedushin Balayla because you need a Bezdin. Like a Siddur Aget shouldn't be done Balayla. The city kedushin should be done balal. You treat him a little bit like a bezin, but not. It's not really a bezin. Doesn't really have the din of a bezin. Doesn't have the power of a bezin. But you don't need the power of the bezin here. The Gemara says it's based on the takonas chachamim and the suas yesh laksuba. That's a ma'aseh bezin. That's a takonas ha'tanaim. And even arusa of kasav law, then it's mitam takonas chachamim that yesh laksuba. So that takonas chachamim, once it's going to be asukim ba'osu inyan. And ultimately, he's going to write a ksub and give it to her. So we say the chishiba ksuba begins from the beginning of the asukim b'asurinim. Just like by a ma'ase bezin, the hefke bezin hefke is when they give the psak before they write the document.
But the ksuba that we have today, isn't it also in the case of the kasavla because we're doing it before nisuin?
Right.
So why?
But we're doing it before erisin.
Yeah.
So by us, there's no takanas atanon. It's not going to help asukim b'asurinim. This trick, Asuk Masmin, is only good during Erisin, even though Ain Loksuba, but the Gemara says in Bamtzi, if Kosov Loksuba, then it's Yeshla. Is Yeshla not out of the goodness of the soul? Yeshla mitam takonas atanoim then. If Kosov Loksuba, so it's Yeshla Loksuba mitam takonas atanoim. And even the Tosefis that they never made a takana, but still Tosefis Ksuba is also Kiksuba Damya. So you also say that it's all part of the takonas atanoim.
But once we do it before Erisin, then none of this Gemara apply?
I don't think so. The Pashto says that it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. This Asukim Basuinyan only makes sense if the Ksuba is written during the Zman of Erisin. But before, so then even though Arusa ain't Laksuba, but there was a Havamina that Yesh Laksuba, so the Gemara answers, if Kosov Laksuba, then Yesh Laksuba mitam takana satanoi. So since it's mitam takana satanoi, so then you don't really need the giving over of the Shtar. You don't need the Kabbalah Skinyan either. It's a takana satanoi. So calls Mansha Asukim Basuin, you say from the beginning of the Yasek. The Shibun the Chasim begin. The Shibudim begin from the beginning of the Asukim Basuin, not from the end.
But let's say you said the Minhag of Yerushalayim is to write the Suva under the Chuppah.
Okay.
So there it would Takar apply this Gemara, right? In Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
So then you wouldn't do these
You mean you wouldn't have to worry about Bayoma Balali, you can have the chuppah during Bein Hashmoshes and there wouldn't be a problem.
No.
You can have the beginning Bayom, okay, right,
and
then it would apply.
The
you wouldn't need any Kabbalah skin, that's right, that's right.
Well, you could write the later date, right? If you're doing it, can you write tomorrow's date if you're going to do it Balayla? If you're going to do the chuppah Balayla and you're writing the ksuba during the day,
yeah, you can always write.
Tomorrow's
even if you make the ksuba, if you make the chuppah by yom, I have a 12 o'clock chuppah. I can write tomorrow's date also. The only question is, the chasen kala is going to go to the yichud room, and she doesn't have a ksuba. The ksuba starts from tomorrow, so they're not allowed to be misyachid together. They're not allowed to be together without a ksuba. No, that's a chumrah. That the Gemara says without a ksuba, he's not allowed to live with his wife. Maisa issues. But just to be misyachet, so the Ramah quotes Iran that yichud is also by an arusa, and calls man she doesn't have the ksuba, it's also to have yichud. So if you put all the chumras together, so if you have a ksuba that has tomorrow's date, so today they're not allowed to have yichud. So that's why it's a concern. Okay.
So what's the problem with the Moshe? If you just say you don't make, you don't have to have the chazan tish at night, you have the psalm at night, and you do the chuppah that same night.
The Ramah Moshe says if you do the kabbalah's kinyan before the erisin, so it's not chal.
So if it's not chal, it shouldn't even help if you write tomorrow's date. You shouldn't be chal for later.
Why do you need a kabbalah's king if you're going to do it at night and he's going to do it on the same day? So why do you need kabbalah's king at all?
Okay, so don't do the Kabbalah's Kinyan. The Kabbalah's Kinyan is meaningless, according to Rav Moshe. Because it's a Kosa Kinyan.
Are there any problems if you don't do Kabbalah's Kinyan?
No problems. No problems. The Shaila is, we are always in the practice of adding on 100 times more Tosefet Ksuba than the Ikka Ksuba. The Ikka Ksuba is peanuts. And we add on Tosefet Ksuba $20,000. Way more, the whole Ikka Ksuba. Ikka Ksuba is 50 shkol. Pinyin HaBen is 5 shkol. And Ikka Ksuba is 50 shkol. So it's 10 times Pinyin HaBen. So how much do people give in Pinyin HaBen? $25. The biggest machlokes, $25. So the Ksuba is $250. There's not mamish, nothing. It's less than peanuts. $250 is garnished. And then we write a Tosefes Ksuba that's $20,000, way more. So the Shaila is, what creates the Shibud on the Tosefes Ksuba? So Tosis quotes, Tosis here in the Emasai, Tosis quotes the Gemara in Afalpi, that Tanoi Ksuba Kiksuba Damya. When you add on Tosefes Ksuba, it has a lot of the same dinim as the Ksuba mamish. But strictly speaking, you're not mechuyev to add on Tosefes Ksuba. The Takonas HaTanaim only goes on the Ksuba Mamish, on the $250. On the $20,000 that you add on, there never was a Takonas HaTanaim. So even though Tanoi Ksuba Kiksuba Damya, once you add it on, it has the same dinim. But Mestama, in order to add on the Tosefes Ksuba Mestama, you do need a kinyan. That's not a takanas atanoi. That's not a ma'isa bezin. It's not a tanai bezin. So mistami, you still need. The way we always fill out a ksuba, we always add on tosefes rabba al-hu'ika. We add on more tosefes than the ika ksuba. So mistami, for that you need the kabbalah skinyan. That should be a legitimate kabbalah skinyan. Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara has a din here. Mishnah is like that. If a man divorced his wife before the end of the Shnas HaShemitah, and then Shemitah comes to a close, so Shemitah cancels all halvois, but it doesn't cancel Ksuba. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Oynes and Mefata Moitishem, Ksuba is not cancelled by Shvius. Why is that it's not cancelled by Shvius? So Taisus claims, Taisus claims that the only thing that's cancelled by Shvius is a halvor. All other chayvus are not cancelled by Shvius. Then Taisus says there is one Tana Reb Yosi in the Mishnah. V'deicha klamad dasik Reb Yosi dipali kosam v'yomad demishamei. Reb Yosi says there in the Mishnah, let's say I did some work. I was a worker on your farm, and I did work for the last 6 years. Then Shemitah, I take off. You don't do any work on the farm. And you never paid me. You owe me money from the last 6 years. So you owe me Schiris Poilim. So the Tanakhama says that Schiris Poilim is not cancelled by Shemitah. The Me'am Mekach is not cancelled by Shemitah. Let's say I bought an automobile and I owe you $20,000 for the automobile. So the Me'am Mekach is not cancelled by Shemitah. The only thing that's cancelled by Shemitah is Halvoy. And Rabbi Yossi adds on, even Schiris Poilim is also cancelled by Shemitah. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So the Pashtus is, for sure we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef. That's out of the question. We paskin Schiris Poilim is not cancelled by Shemitah. But the way Tosus interpreted the Tanakhama, the Le Meshamet El Milveh, only Halvois are cancelled, because that's how it says in the Chumash, Ki Sashiv Bereach HaMashas Mu'ma, and so on. That's the wrong pasuk. That Basol HaBeis El Arad Abosa. As I say, at the end, the Shnas HaShemitah LeYigos, it goes on the original pasuk and chumash goes on a halvor. So what would be on a tosefes ksuba? What would be on a tosefes ksuba? So the pashta says ksuba is a tanai bezn. So just like oynis and mefata moitzi shemra or the mamazik is not cancelled by shviyas, whatever is a chiyuv that the Torah imposes milba ksuba b'Torah. So ksuba is a tanai bezn. That's a chiyuv mamah that's imposed by the rabbis. That's not a hischayvus midas. But Tosefes Ksuba, I'll be Pashtus, that's a Hischaivis Midas, that's a Chov Stam. So the Pashtus is not like Tosefes. This is a Shvera Tosefes. Tosefes assumes that the Tanakhama holds the only Chovis that are cancelled by Shemitah are Halvor, and a Chov Stam is not cancelled. Pashtus says that it's not so. A Chov Stam, any Hischaivis Midas is cancelled by Shemitah. Ksuba is not cancelled by Shemitah because it's not a Hischaivis Midas.
That's a Tanai Bezin. One Tana holds Ksuba deraisa, it's a Mulva Ksuba Batara. It's like Anis and Mefata Motishem or Adam Amazik. And even if Yod Ksuba is Lav deraisa, but it's not his Chaibis Midas, it's a Shibud that the Chachamim impose. So such a Chiyav moment is not cancelled by Shvi'is.
Yeah, but the Gemara in Ksuba is in Afok, doesn't it say that the Gemara has the question, is the Tosefos Ksuba considered like Ksuba or not? And the Gemara gives the Nachkamin of whether Shvi'is will be Mishamim.
Right, so that's what Tosis quotes that Gemara, that Tanoi Ksuba, Tosefos Ksuba is the same as Ksuba with respect to Shvi'is. So Tosis asks the Kasha, Tosefos Ksuba is not cancelled by Shvi'is anyway. Ksuba and Tosefos can't be cancelled by Shvi'is. It's not a halvoah. So Tosis doesn't understand the Gemara in Ksubas. That's their Kasha. So they come up with a whopper of an answer, a complicated answer, based on our Gemara. We didn't learn our Gemara yet. But the Pashat, the answer is Pashat to Tosis Kasha. There is not, their assumption is highly questionable. Tosis assumes that Rabbi Yossi is an obscure sheet that we don't pass. Like Rabbi Yossi holds even Schiris Poilam is also cancelled by Shvi'is. I was at work on your farm for the last 6 years, you didn't pay me. Now Shnas HaShmita comes to an end, and I haven't been working for a whole year. So Rabbi Yossi says that the Shvi'is and the Shamit even Schiris Poilam. So we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Doche Klamit to say anybody holds like Rabbi Yossi. So we hold like the Tanakhama. What did the Tanakhama say? So Tosis puts words into the Tanakhama's mouth, that the only chov that's cancelled by Shvi'is is halvor. So they say, so ksuba and tosefes ksuba has nothing to do with halvor. So of course it's not cancelled by Shvi'is. So the pashtus is, the teretz of Tosefes Kasha is, that a chov stam has the same status as a halvor. Ksuba is not cancelled by Shvi'is, like the Braisa puts together. Tanya Gavah Siddishmo, Oynes, Amafata, Moitzi Shemra, and Ksuba Sisho are not cancelled by Shvi'is. Why? Because Oynes, Amafata, Moitzi Shemra is a milva ksuba batora. It's not his chayvis midas. And ksuba, either ksuba is deraisa, so it's a milva ksuba batora, or ksuba is derabbanan, a tanai bezin. That's right, not a his chayvis midas. But Tosefes ksuba, that is his chayvis midas. I would have said Tosefes ksuba should be cancelled by Shemitah.
So what's the pshat in the Gemara in Ksubas that says that Tosefes is considered to be
so false? That's the chiddush. Just like ksuba is not cancelled by Shemitah, so Tosefes is also not. I really should have said that Tosefes Ksuba should be cancelled by Shvi'is, because it's really his Chayvis Midas. Mar says, no, Tosefes Ksuba, Dina Kiksuba, Tanoi Ksuba, Dina Kiksuba, also not cancelled. But Tosefes says they don't understand the whole Gemara. What's the Havamina? Of course Tosefes Ksuba is not. Ksuba and Tosefes Ksuba. The only thing that's cancelled by Shvi'is is Halvor. The Pashta says that their assumption is not correct. Achov Stam is also cancelled by Shvi'is.
But Rav Shek, you just said a minute ago that when we write the ksuba, it would be necessary to make the kinyan because of the tosefes that we add on. Mm-hmm. But from that gemara ksubas, don't we see we treat the tosefes like the ikar ksuba? So there shouldn't be a need to distinguish between the two?
After you create the shibud, once you make the kinyan suda and you create the shibud on the tosefes ksuba and it's there, it's present, so then the gemara labels it once it exists, once you brought it into existence, then tosefes ksuba is dina kiksuba, then it's not cancelled by Shvi'is. But you have to bring it into existence. There is no Tanai Bezin to bring it into existence. So I would have thought, since Tosefes is not a Tanai Ksuba, it's his Chayvis Midas, I would have thought that it is cancelled by Shvi'is. Whatever is his Chayvis Midas is cancelled by Shvi'is. The Meha Mekach is not cancelled by Shvi'is, even though that's his Chayvis Midas. But Tosefes Ksuba, I would have thought that it is cancelled. So Kamash Malon, that not? That's the Pashtas. Tosefes over here, the Achreinim Mask on Tosefes. The Tosefes is against the Mishnais. The Mishnayos have here, the Gemara quotes a Brice, Oynes and Mefata Moitzi Shemer and Ksuba is not cancelled by Shvi'is unless Zaka followed by Milva. If Zaka followed by Milva, then it is cancelled. What does the Kifas Milva accomplish? Kifas Milva means I accept upon myself a hisch, let's say Ayo Oynes and Mefata Mani, Ayo 50 Shkolim, Moitzi Shemer, Ayo 100 Shkolim, Ksuba, Ayo whatever, Masayim Zukuk and Kesu, so Ayo this amount of money. So that's not a hischayvus midas. So if I paid that up, if I paid up that chayv by accepting a chayv stam, I accept upon myself a chayv stam to pay you 50 shkol. So I paid up the old chayv by accepting a new chayv. So then the new chayv is hischayvus midas, and then it will be cancelled by Shvi'is. The old chayv, v'ynis ha'mefata, moitzi shemra, or ksube, that's a milva ksube batorah, or it's a tanai bezin. So that's not cancelled by Shvi'is. But the new chayv is a hischayvus midas, a chayv stam, with which I pay up the old chov, so then the new chov is his chayv and dasa, it is cancelled by Shvi'is. That's the simple reading in the Mishnah. How did Tosis dray out of that? Tosis says,
The only thing that's canceled by Shvi'is is halva. Chov stam is not canceled. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says with zokaf olav b'milva, then Shvi'is cancels everything. Let's say I shopped in the grocery for the last year and I owed them $1,000 at grocery bill and I didn't pay. So the Mishnah says hakafas achanus is not mishamekus. Shvi'is doesn't cancel. Unless I made a zekifas milva with the storekeeper, how exactly do you accomplish kifas milva? There are different opinions in the Rishonim quote in the Choshen Mishpat, the Siman of Bapruzba, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. So when you make a kifas milva, what you do is that you've paid up the old chov by accepting a new chov. So the new chov is a chov stam. It's not a halvor. New chov is a chov stam. So that's cancelled by Shvi'is. So it's beferish in the Mishnayos. That a chov stam is cancelled by Shvi'is just like a halvor is cancelled by Shvi'is. So what was Tesis Kasha by the Tosefes Shvi? By the Tosefes Ksuba. The Tosefes Ksuba should have been a chov stam. Should have been cancelled by Shvi'is. Not for the fact that Tanoi Ksuba ki Ksuba dami. The Mishnayos have the din. The Tanoim have the din of Skifas Milva in other cases as well. Had a case of Alocha Lamaisa. There were two girls who were roommates in college, and one was Jewish, one was not Jewish, and the non-Jewish girl lent money to the Jewish girl Beribis, and then she converted in the middle before she the non-Jewish girl converted before she collected the money. So the shaila was, is she allowed to collect the Ribis or not? So it's a Gemara, it's a sifin Shulchan Aruch. That if Zokaf olav b'milva, if she did a zekifas milva before she converted, then the whole chov is no longer labeled as a halvoye with a ribis. The whole thing is that chov is paid up already by accepting a new hischayvus. The new hischayvus and new hischayvus midah. So if she did this, if they did a zekifas milva koydim shenizgayra, then she's allowed to collect because it's a new chov. And if they didn't do a zekifas milva, then she's not allowed to collect because now she's Jewish and she's taking ribis from another Jewish girl. So the idea behind the Sekifas Milva is the old chob is paid up by accepting the new hischaibis, and the new hischaibis is hischaibis midas. You have Sekifas Milva in another place. Let's say I buy an automobile from you. I make a kinyan mashicha, I drive it away, and we made up a deal, it's mine, and I have to pay out $20,000, whatever, for the price. Or I buy karka, I have to pay $100,000, $500,000, whatever. I made a kinyan chazak, I made a kinyan chalip, and the karka is mine, and I have to pay you the money. What's the din if I never, ever, ever pay? I never get to pay. Never pay, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not kinyan. Even though you made a kinyan, no, it's understood. The kinyan is only on the understanding that ultimately he's going to pay. If he never pays the me'am mekach, then the chov is not, then the kinyan doesn't take effect. So what happens if I bought, usually this comes in on Erev Pesach, when the rabbi is selling the chametz to the goy. So the goy doesn't pay for all the chametz, the goy just makes a kinyan. He makes six kinyanim his kinyan, but he didn't pay the me'am mekach, the whole me'am mekach. So the Balatanya insists that you have to make a kifas milva, based on some rishonim there. Why? Once you make a skivas milva, so it's considered as if the chov of the me'am mekach is paid already, and he owes a chov stam. The me'am mekach is paid by the fact that he accepted a chov stam. And now it's a chov stam. So even if he'll never pay the chov stam, but that will not cancel the mekach. So in all three cases, by Shemitah, it says Shvi'is, Shemitah doesn't cancel oinus and mefatah moitzu shemran ksuba, because it's a milva ksuba bator, or it's a tanai bezin. It's not a hischaibis midas. So it's not cancelled by Shemitah. If Zokaf olav b'milva, so it's considered as if the old chov is parua by my accepting the new chov. You see, you can pay up chovis either by paying by check, or by paying by cash, or by paying by metatlim, or by paying by services. Let's say I owe you $5, and then I'll agree to wash your windows that's worth, I have no money, so I say I'll wash your windows and my services are worth $5. So the chov is parua. You can pay up a chov in various ways, whatever is acceptable to the malva. I can pay you in pennies, I can pay you in dollars, I can pay by check, I can pay you in a $5 bill, single dollar bills, whatever is acceptable, whatever is reasonably acceptable is considered piron. Here this is considered a piron of the old chov by accepting a new chov. That's also a form of piron achov. And the new chov is a chov stam. So the new chov is a chov stam. His chayv is midas a chov stam. So that can be cancelled by Shemitah. That's Tani Kavasei de Shmuel. Shmuel says, that's how the Gemara begins in the middle of Yud Ches and Aleph. Itmar, me'em asak suba mishametes, suba is not cancelled, the chiyuv suba, the man divorced his wife, and it comes the end of Shemitah, so the suba is not cancelled. So So what does he have to do in order that Shemitah should cancel it? So Shmuel says, if you make us kifas milva, and the Gemara says Tani Kavasa to Shmuel, that's how we pass on like Shmuel. Honestly, my father might say Shemuk superstition, she's kafam and milva, is mishamed, like the Mishnah's hakofa sachanus, is not mishamet, is if I am credit. Shemitah doesn't cancel. That's not a chayv stam. That's the meha mekach. Shemitah doesn't cancel it. Just like schirist poilim, Shemitah doesn't cancel. Unless I can follow him a little bit, then Shemitah cancels. So the same over here.
What's the reason why Shemitah doesn't cancel if it's another chok and not a halvah? What's the difference? Mm-hmm. I mean, you owe
the
money, so.
The pasuk only talks about halvah. So Tosis claims, according to the Tanakhama, it's only halvah. And most assume, not like Tosis, it's not only halvah. It's halvah or chayv stam, if it's a chayvus midas. But if it's either chayv that the Torah imposes, or chiv that the chachamim imposed, that for sure is not doing me
the halva. You owe money for the sales.
Right.
So how is that different than a regular?
There's a zetachazet. So that's not canceled. Havo is also zetachazet. I mean, he's paying back the money that he borrowed. But still, I don't know. Still not the same. Still not the same. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah. It's not like this. It's that shviyas cancels halva or chayv stam. And Hakofas Achanus and the Meha Mekach, the Hakofas Achanus is the Meha Mekach. Hakofas Achanus and the Schivis Poelim is not cancelled by Shavuos. Only if Zaka followed him. Yeah. So, Nachma, we had. Getting back again, we had three different opinions in the Gemara. When does the Baal lose the Schus Peres Nechus Meluga? The Din the Rabbanan. Schus Peres Nechus Meluga is only with the Rabbanan. So at what point does he lose it? So Rab Shimon in the Mishnah is of the opinion, Mishas Ksivas Aget, even though he didn't do the Chasimas Aget yet. And the Rish Lakish says, we don't pass like Rab Shimon, we pass like the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan basically hold the same sheet as Rab Shimon. That kim shenas anen of legarsha shuvin abalech alper manas, but not nas anen of legarsha shas ksiba. That's not enough. You have to have davke the chasimis aget. Rabbi Yechonah disagrees with all of this. He says, yeah, that's Reb Shimon holds like that. That the reason for zman and the get is mishum peris, and he loses the peris at the time of ksivas aget before chasima. But the rabbanon totally disagree. And comes in a different reason mishum basa chayzai, and it's not because they hold you go basa chasima. No, it's not true. He's Yesh Labal Peres Ad Shas Nesina. They're both not correct, not Ksiva, not Chasima, but rather Ad Nesina Sageh. So now the Gemara has a Kasha, the last line on Yud Zayin and Beis. Amalei Rabina Lerova, what would the din be? Kasve, the husband wrote a get, Boisve Bikiste, and he leaves it in his pocket. What is he waiting to decide? To have a dispute, the husband and wife are not getting along, so he's going to see if they'll be able to resolve their differences, if they'll be able to go to marriage counselor and calm everybody down. If she'll calm down, he won't give it a get, he'll throw it out. And if she doesn't calm down, she's still going to be angry at him, then have no choice, and have to give his wife a get. So the Shaila is, when he wrote the get, Taisus explains, when he wrote the get, does it make sense to go basa ksiva or even basa chasima here? When he wrote the get, he had a sign, he wasn't 100% positive that he's going to give him the get. He says, I'm going to see. Milachatchila, from the very outset, when he had the get written and signed, he said, he's going to see. Maybe they'll be able to resolve their differences. Imefaisa tefais. So what would you say in such a case? So the pashtus is that nobody would say, kim shenasa nein of legarsha. He's not prepared to give the get yet. The only time Rab Shimon says, you go basa ksiva, the only time the Rabbana disagree, hold you go basa chasima, that's if he's gung ho, the ksiva with the chasima, he's prepared to give the get right back. Here he's not prepared to give it yet. So in such a case, the whole zman that you wrote in the get doesn't make any sense. According to Reish Lakish, the reason why you write zman in the get is because Mishum Peres, and over here it's not really right that he should lose the Peres, because he wasn't really prepared to give the get. Anastasis right on the top. Avagabdeli on the top, Tasis. Avagabdeli alomar Shlokish. Yesh lebal peres atshas chasima, but here hachamayda yesh lebal peres atshas nesina. It doesn't make sense to say ksiva or chasima here. Why? Gave him a faisa to fais, because melechatchila he's not prepared to give the get yet. He can't say nosen enav legarsha. It's ala tanai, ala safik, everything. So how do you accomplish over here the takanas chacham? They said you should write zman. The zman should correspond to the zman that the baal no longer is entitled to the peris. Here he's entitled to peris till the shas nesina. So the Gemara answer, I'm like, yeah, that's a rare case. It's never going to happen. Don't worry about that. Magdimish paranusa lenavshe. It's never going to happen like that. You don't have to worry about this. Amilsa lashchich. That's what the Gemara answers. But in Achanami, the baal is going to be entitled to peris until the shas nesina here. Because neither the ksiva nor the chasima were really the tchilas agerishin. Because when he wrote it and he had it signed, he was still thinking it over. He from the very outset, he had in mind mefaisa tefais. That's how Tosis learns with the Rashi. Yeah. Then he more asked the kasha, what are you going to tell me by gitna bamim dina sayam the michtavi benisim aloi v'loi motu at tishrei? The get is not delivered till tishrei. What do you accomplish over there? The zman doesn't correspond to the zman that he loses the peiros. So that's Tosfos has a shaila over here. We said by imefaisa tefayes, it's not really right that the baal should lose peiros right away, because the ksiva with the chasima, everything was all understood to be imefaisa tefayes. Everything is like ala tanai. He's not positive. Yeah, but over here, when he sends a get from Medina Sayyam, if the wife would have been here, he would have given a get right away. The wife is not here. The wife lives in Eretz Yisrael. So the husband lives in Medina Sayyam. He writes a get, he has them sign it. If the wife would be here, he would have given it right away. The only thing is it's going to take 6 months. From Nisan at Tishrei, it's going to take half a year. So why does the Gemara say in such a case that it's not the right zman? The Tosfos doesn't fully understand this. Miu, that's the fifth line in the top says. Miu, ahu de gitan baim din sayam, the pirish kutz of tavai parech, the kash bot and Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shlokish, tzas kash, that's difficult. Lama lo yapsi mishas chasim ala mishlokish, why shouldn't either Reb Shimon sheet apply that mishas ksiva the baal loses peris, or Rabbi Shlokish says we pass like the rachacham in the Reb Shimon, mishas chasim and kimishim hoysa etzlo hayim agar shali alta. If she would have been in Medina, she would have given the get right away, just the technicality. It takes 6 months till you deliver the get there, and so on. So that's why Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. Tosfos thinks that these kashas in the Gemara are only according to Rabbi Yechanan. That's what the last four lines in the Hanach Trei Pirchei, the top kasha of the Mefais and Tefais, and the second kasha of the Gitan Bar Medina Sayam, Hanach Trei Pirchei are only Mandi Yom Hashem Yichap Al Basal Chayse. Mandi Yom Hashem Peri, Tosfos says, he thinks that it is the right zman, not like Rashi says. Rashi holds that in both of these cases, it's a kasha bein la Rabbi Yechon and bein la Rish Lokesh, that the baal should not lose the peris till shas nesin. So the Gemara answers not both kashas, hanu kolu islu. So Tosfos thinks that according to Rish Lokesh is not true. He should lose the peris right away. Lo miboy, the second case, that if the wife would have been there, Medina Sayami, he would have given her the get right away. Even the first case, that he's in the faisa to faisa, they're not so, also not so convinced. They think that still Reb Shimon and the Chachamim Shita should still apply. The kasha only was according to Reb Yechanan. If the whole Takanos Chachamim was Mishum Basa Choysoi, so here in this case, Mayor Chachamim Takanosa. The Gemara says that's not a problem. Kolu Islam. We'll know about it. Everybody will know about it. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. This tomorrow we'll do Parshas Hashavuot a little bit. This Sunday and next Sunday I have to be out of town, so I won't be able to give a shiur. But Monday, the rest of the week, we'll be able to learn normally. And then the last week in February, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's from what's the last week? The 20th to the 28th. So I won't be here. So I'll try to give some shiurim by the internet. Okay, whatever they have here. See if it works.